That is definitely not a whistle. Sounds more like something from a sci-fi movie. This is actually a newfangled acoustic instrument from Turkey. It's called the Yaybahar. Dalia Mortada brings us this story from Istanbul of one man's dream to make a different kind of music.
My name is Görkem Şen. I am the inventor of Yaybahar.
The Yaybahar, Görkem says, is the culmination of his search for his own unique sound.
This is real-time acoustic string synthesizer.
A real-time acoustic string synthesizer. Translation, it doesn't use anything digital to make those crazy galactic sounds. The Yaybahar is huge. It fills up Görkem Şen's living room. Two drum-like membranes are hooked to two long springs that bounce all over when they're touched. The springs attach to a tall neck, like on a guitar or a cello, but with just two strings. After a lot of trial and error, Görkem learned when he hits the membranes with a padded drumstick, it sounds like this. When he rubs a coil, it makes this sound. And when he plucks a string, he gets something else entirely. This is a very cool instrument. It's got very cool sounds. It sounds like you're in space. Like, that's my imagination, is like the, it's like galactic is what I hear. But is it music? Has anyone said, you know, is this music or is this a bunch of noise? Have you gotten that kind of reaction?
The first times of Yaybahar is really, really bad noise. But now, after 5 years, 6 years, the evolution is continue, work in progress, and now is more musical. This noise now is more musical.
The 33-year-old musician first created the Yaybahar about 6 years ago. Görkem experimented with all sorts of instruments. The Australian didgeridoo, the Turkish ney, and the most inspiring of all, the thunder drum. That's a small tube that uses a spring and membranes to make big, echoing sounds like thunder. And like the Yaybahar. The bouncy coils play a huge role in the Yaybahar's unique sound. So it makes sense that the instrument is named for them.
Spring, the coil string, is Yay.
Bahar also means spring. As in the season.
New life is coming, new season, and something start. And this feeling's important for me. And Yaybahar, meaning is like springer, making bahar, making spring, spring maker.
The instrument itself has evolved from as many as 30 coils and membranes down to the two-springed version that Görkem plays today. One of his favorite songs to play is this piece by 19th century French composer Eric Satie. The song is usually played on the piano. Here, Görkem uses a bow on the Yaybahar strings, like he would on a cello.
When you listen live, this is really effective, really good mood and really good frequencies on the air. For ears, very delicious for ears.
Görkem and his Yaybahar have been touring lately in Turkey and around Europe. Audiences have loved it, he says, though he admits it's probably still mostly a curiosity. But in the future, he can see it becoming a new class of instrument. Until then, Görkem wants to focus on understanding the full potential of the Yaybahar and all the sound it has to offer. For the world, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
It looks as wild as it sounds. We've posted a video at PRI.org. This is The World.